This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and on BBC Sounds. This Friday night, it's 11 o'clock and time for this week's Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
Yes, the modern-day leaders of Ghanaian highlife music are back with a brand new album, OBR, which means everybody. And what better way to start? Here's Pat Thomas and Kwashibu Area Band.
Baby, this year to me. Yeah, yeah, baby, don't cry. Somaya, don't come on. Yeah, no, me, yeah, this year, Moby. Somaya, don't come on. Yeah, no, me, yeah, this year, Moby. Oh,
highlife legend Pat Thomas and the Kwashibu Area Band. And that's from their new album, which comes out on October the 4th. And you can catch them on tour tomorrow night, that's the 28th of September, at Bossaphonic, Isis Farmhouse in Oxford. The 29th, they're at the Jam Jar in Bristol. 1st of October, Jazz Cafe London. 2nd of October, Norwich Arts Centre. I'm Catherine Tickell, and we've got an abundance of great music coming up here on Music Planet. We've got bandonians, homemade instruments from Tel Aviv, saucy songs from Wales, a road trip to Finland, and for our classic artist, we pay tribute to Mexican cumbia artist and accordion rebel, Celso Piña. I'm going to be telling you more about him later, but here he is, playing live at Paleo Festival in July 2017.
Cumbia sobre el río suena!
¡Vamos a la!
¡Pasa mi gente mexicana!
Sampuesana, and thanks very much to the European Broadcasting Union for that recording of Mexican accordionist Celso Piña, who died on August 21st this year. What a performer he was, and we're going to be hearing more of his music later on. Now, an album that came out today is Karma from Korean quartet Black String, and the band are led by Hmongo player Yoon Jung-hyo, and she's a really charismatic performer, a great band leader, and she also produced the album. And she can entice sounds from the Hmongo, which is a traditional Korean zither, that wouldn't be out of place in a heavy rock band. And the track I'm going to play you draws from the Korean tradition of shaman ritual, and I really love Minwang Hwang's traditional shamanic singing. And having seen them live, it's satisfying to see them replicating that power and intensity in the studio. The song's performed to defeat bad energies that emerge monthly. Black String with Exhale Puri. Elegant Jester from Imaginary Soundtrack, the new instrumental album from renowned Italian composer, bandoneon maestro and multi-instrumentalist Paolo Russo. The album also features vibraphone, double bass, a whole family of recorders and is inspired by vintage Italian film music from the 1950s. But let's come back to 2019 now and a recording from this summer's Rudolstadt Festival. It's a journey in rhythm, emotion and improvisation. Iranian composer Ali Khamsari and his Hezar Ensemble.
Thank you.
Iranian musician and composer Ali Hamsari and his ensemble performing at Rudolstadt Festival this summer. Thanks to the EBU for that recording. We've got two new releases now and a couple of traditional pieces from closer to home, a song from South Wales, but first a tune from the Playford Manuscript, given a new treatment by Anglo-French groovers Topette, and this band has great love and respect for the tradition. They don't mess with the actual melodies. They just provide them with a new musical habitat or environment. And they're great at getting everybody up and dancing. This is a schottische called Bloomsbury Market.
Mangharriad i eleni yn gwisgo hosalas A'i chwrlins bach yn dangos A'i chwrlins bach yn dangos A'i chwrlins bach yn dangos Pan ni'n hopio mas
Bessie bod ar y ffyliadelion am garu hariadu. Llawer am ei charu, mae llawer am ei charu, ond am nhw byth mor tro. Cas gyda mi mae'r allwel, cas gyda mi mae'r allwel, cas gyda mi mae'r allwel i gan waith yr eclo. Mae hariad i elen, mae hariad i elen, mae hariad i elen yn gwisgo hosas. Ai chwrlins bach yn dangos, ai chwrlins bach yn dangos, ai chwrlins bach yn dangos.
Gwilym Bowen Rees there with a rather mischievous song from his new album Arenig. And if you don't speak Welsh, I'll not need to make any apologies for the slightly risque lyrics in that one. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and it's time for this week's road trip. So sit back and let Amanda Karane be your guide to the folk music of Finland.
On this road trip, I take you to a country that lies between the east and the west, in the very northeast corner of the European map, between Sweden and Russia, lies a land that we Finns lovingly call the Maiden of Finland. I am Amanda Kauranne, and I greet you from the southern part of our country, from the hem of the lady, from the capital of Finland, Helsinki. Soon we celebrate midsummer, so after the long and dark winter, now even the nights are full of sunlight and people are feeling light-hearted. The cities will be abandoned when people escape to their summer cottages to enjoy sauna by the lake. Being influenced and even pulled by two strong and different cultures while preserving our own Finno-Ugric language has given Finland its diverse culture, also in traditional music. We have been both a meeting point of cultures and an isolated area of little groups of people. The different tribes and dialect groups, the Sami people up in the north, the Finnish Roma people who have adapted the local language, the Swedish-speaking Finns, the big cultural impact of Karelian culture. Finland has it all. I feel like this diversity is present in a song called Ilja by accordion player and recent Doctor of Music Anne-Mari Kivimäki and her group. The composition is dedicated to the Karelian accordion master and storyteller Ilja Kotikallio, whose playing and tragic life has been the source of Kivimäki's artistic research. Kotikallio was born in 1894 in eastern Karelia, in Suistamo, now a part of Russia, and died in 1961 in western part of Finland, after losing his home to Soviet Union in the Second World War with other 400,000 fellow Karelians, who were transported to start their lives anew in other parts of Finland. In the composition you can hear the mysterious melancholy that is so often present in the Finnish music, even though right now it might be highly compromised since the UN declared Finland to be the happiest country of the world in 2018. You can also feel the rhythmical use of the accordion and the influence of the minimalistic kantele music that magically seems to go on and on through the small variations in the composition. It seems to take you beyond time and space, or perhaps create a time and space of its own. Karelia, which nowadays is divided between Finland and Russia, seems to be a sort of ghost writer in the story of Finland. Karelian culture was an inspiration to the national romantic artists of Finland. Our national epic Kalevala is based on folk poetry collected there, and even the most common snack that you can buy in any kiosk, shop or cafe in any part of Finland is a salty rice pastry called Karelian pie. The geographic area we know now as Finland was a battlefield of Sweden and Russia since the 12th century. The peace treaty of 1323 assigned eastern Finland to the cultural Russian and Greek Orthodox Church, and the other parts were tied to Sweden and the Western European cultural sphere. Even when Sweden pushed the borders more towards the east during centuries, this old division is still present today in parts of the Finnish culture, but also quite surprisingly after 600 years in our genes, according to a survey published last year by University of Helsinki. I guess living in an isolated country with a lot of forests has allowed to keep ourselves to ourselves, even when the cultural influences have travelled. In 1809, Finland was joined to Russian Empire and became an autonomous Grand Duchy until 1917, when Finland gained independence. Even when the Finns often disliked the centuries-old enemy, the Russian rule was a fruitful soil for the Finnish language. In 1863 started a process through which Finnish became an official administrative language, and it is probably the reason why Finnish language, with only a bit over 5 million speakers, has not yet died. In 1835, a scholar called Elias Lönnrot published his first version of Kalevala, our national epic, that he compiled from traditional folk poetry that he collected from the people mostly living in Karelia. These old epic songs are sung with an 8-syllable meter that is very common in the whole Baltic Finnic linguistic area. In this runosong meter, the verses and melody lines meet in a way that is almost mathematical in structure, but its fascination comes from breaking the rules in an interesting way.
Vanakivetillä miekon tervoissa teloilla, työnsipä purre juokko maahella, topalaijan ei tosia. Toisen palaijan sulo otia, itse istutu perää, päivän mua vetiä, toisen päivän meri vetiä.
The singer of this runo song, Anni Kirilov, was born 1886 in Vienna, Karelia, which was never a part of Finland, but was a Finnish, or more accurately, Karelian-speaking area. It is there where Elias Lönnrot collected some of his best and longest poems for his epic Kalevala and labeled it under Finnish tradition. He did an important work of documenting the folk poems, but would we nowadays also talk of cultural appropriation? Anni Kirillov was recorded in 1922, and she sang about the birth of kantele, a Finnish zither, our national instrument. In the song, she tells the tale of a boat that weeps because it wants to sail. The owner, Väinämöinen, the most important mythical hero of epic runo songs, pushes it on the waters, and while sailing, they hit the back of a huge pike. Being a mythical handyman, Väinämöinen builds a five-string kantele out of the pike's jawbone and plays so beautifully that all the creatures come to listen to this joyous new phenomenon and start crying for the beauty of his art. Kalevala inspired many artists in the 19th century. The authentic folk singers and players were brought to perform, to be used as models for paintings, and to give a certain feeling of a mythical Finnish ancient history, a time when the people were not under the rule of anyone, and most likely to inspire a political movement towards a new nation. What would the soundtrack of these ancient times and the new future be like? I guess something like this. This hauntingly beautiful kantele music piece, Konevitsan kirkonkellot, was recorded in 1965 by the Grand Lady of Kantele, Ulla Katajavuori. She performed widely, especially in patriotic concerts, wearing a traditional dress. She was one of the first to turn kantele music into classical art music. Nowadays there are everything from 5-string kanteles to 39-string concert kanteles, and even electronic ones. And people play everything from heavy metal to jazz and traditional tunes. Even if the genes of Finns were divided, kantele was spread all over the country, and you could hear people play different-sized instruments in various regions in the past. But especially in the western part, the fiddle was the dominant folk instrument. Kaustisen purppuripelimannit, the Kaustinen Purppuri Players, started to play post-war in 1946 and became a legendary group that even toured in rock festivals in 1960s and 70s. They were recorded already in 1955 and performed then a tune from Matti Haudanmaa, a famous traveling fiddler, also known as the King of Fiddlers. It was, of course, a Western-influenced tune, a polska. In 1961, fiddler and motorist Konsta Jylhä got into a severe accident when the logs that he was transporting with his car fell on him. After suffering a heart attack, he was left unable to work full-time, but luckily he had started to play in Kaustisen purppuripelimannit, the Kaustinen Purppuri Players, and alongside the traditional tunes, he started to compose material for the band. His melancholic tunes made both the violin and the listeners to weep, and so he became a bit like a new mythical Väinämöinen of violin. Purppuripelimannit was and still is one of the big roots in the ongoing and ongrowing tree of Kaustinen fiddle music, in which the newest branches are bands such as Frigg. In 1968, Kaustinen Village decided to organize a folk music festival, and it became a hit. It is still organized every year in July, and it is the biggest folk music festival in Finland. The festival is even so legendary that the little bird friend of Snoopy, the dog of cartoon Peanuts by Charles Schulz, is called Woodstock in English, and it's translated as Kaustinen in Finnish. The folk festival started to celebrate the traditional music culture, and that led to education, preservation and innovation, which I think are the key words when talking of the Finnish folk music. The influences travel fast and are mixed together into new innovative brew and leading, for example, to innovations like vocal folk hop of Tuuletar vocal group. Here in Kaustinen Folk Music Festival starts a new era in the Karelian huutokatrilli. A quadrille where one person shouts the instructions of how the mass of hundreds of dancers will move during the dance. For 36 years it has been played in the midnight by legendary Kaustinen fiddle group Järvelän Pikkupelimannit, better known as JPP, and led by master of folk dance Antti Savilampi. The legacy of leading the improvised quadrille will be given to a new dancer, but the dance and tradition will continue. For me, the East and West meet in the best way when the Western JPP plays Eastern Karjalan Yleiskatrille, common quadrille of Karelia, which combines four traditional dance melodies. While dancing and sweating with the others in the heat of the moment and in the whirl of dancing, we share an experience that needs no geographic or political labels.
This week's Music Planet Road Trip, and thanks to Amanda Korone for that guide to the folk music of Finland. Now, here's a traditional Yemeni folk song, dismantled and reformed by El Khat and Yemeni inventor, carpenter and music producer Ayal El Wahab, who I suspect is responsible for some of the unusual instruments on the album. They're handmade from various containers, bowls and junk and just generally things that the everyday folks leave behind, if a reference to the wombles isn't too far culturally removed from Yemeni folk song. And one of the instruments includes something they call the kierat, which is a large steel bowl with a piece of wood, nails, screws and six strings, which sounds like some kind of banjo bass. Have a listen. الشمس فوق السواقي والجبال
المعبد الشمس فوق السواقي والجبال والضل بين الخمايل والنبل يا راعية الغنم فوق الجبال عندي لمحبوب قلبي ذكريات يا راعية الغنم فوق الجبال عندي لمحبوب قلبي ذكريات de vache quand la foudre te touche un petit rien t'échauffe pour une escarmouche la colère te fauche Le reste on s'en fiche À quoi bon le clash Si personne ne triche J'aime le rouge qui tache Quand il sort de ta bouche
jolie ganache, des airs de manouche. Qu'est-ce qu'on s'en fiche du moment qu'on s'en tiche. Minouche, donne-moi ta bouche. Minouche, ma minouche.
Algeria's Rachid Taha with Minouche from his posthumous album Je suis Africain. And that is one of the calmer tracks on the album. And talking about calm brings me to the Tashi Lumpo monks from Tibet, who I met at WOMAD Charlton Park a few years back. And I remember unexpectedly being handed a script and pushed on stage at the last minute to be their emergency narrator. Not that any emergency seems to ruffle the tranquility and composure of the Tashi Lumpo monks. And here they are with Dedication to the Guru. And then the number in the end of the
Yeah.
From the album Calm Abiding, Guided Meditations and Sacred Tibetan Buddhist Prayers by the Tashi Lumpo Monks of Tibet. I'm Catherine Tekel and you're listening to Music Planet. And it's time for this week's classic artist now. I played a track of him earlier on. It's self-taught accordionist Celso Piña, who turned his hometown of Monterrey, Nuevo León in Mexico, into an unlikely oasis for cumbia, the Colombian dance music, and then later became a Latin music superstar with his fusion of rock, reggae, hip-hop, tropical music, ska and northern Mexican rhythms. Celso Piña Arvizu was born in 1953 and died on August the 21st this year, aged 66. And whilst on tour in what was apparently his last tweet, he wrote in Spanish, "There is no one who resists cumbia." And he certainly couldn't. He was entranced by recordings of Colombian accordionists Aníbal Velásquez and Alfredo Gutiérrez, picking out their balanato and cumbia styles on a little two-row accordion his father had given him. Celso Piña started out performing locally with his three brothers, gradually developing his own approach to the music, stepping outside the bounds of traditional cumbia and exploring wider avenues of Latin American musical fusion, but receiving little media attention until a 2004 breakthrough when the Nobel Prize-winning novelist Gabriel García Márquez was filmed dancing to Piña's band, and there was extensive coverage in all the Mexican press, and the accordion rebel, as he had been known, was now mainstream. Throughout his 40-year career, he recorded about 30 studio albums, but we're bringing you the sounds of Celso Piña live with a few songs from his 2017 performance at Switzerland's Paleo Festival.
Anda. salir el sol, esta cumbia se ha acabado. ¡Huepa, huepa, huepa! Cumbia campanera, baila mi cumbia campanera. Cumbia campanera, baila mi cumbia campanera.
Y en los controles de sala, el tremendo Mauricio Cuero. Fue la cumbia campanera de la autoría del maestro Celso Piña. Muchas gracias por los aplausos. Se quedó el siguiente tema. Gracias.
This week's classic artist, Mexico's Celso Piña, who died in August this year. And thanks again to the EBU for giving us access to those brilliant live recordings. Now, here's a track to whet your appetite for next week's programme, the first in our new slot of Saturdays at 4pm. So next week, on the 5th of October, we'll have the internationally acclaimed Tuvan ensemble Alash in session, and they are remarkable. They're absolute masters of the various different styles of traditional Tuvan throat singing, but not above bringing in other influences too.
Gördün oğlu gördümler Anla kayın cari sözde boğuldum Az geçin alıp yöreceğimi Andı kaçtan ekki saklı val oğlum 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 Az geçin alıp yöreceğimi Andı kaçtan ekki saklı val oğlum Çağı çeçen mergen üleler Öyüp derge çeçe kışka şastık be Andızında demir kıldar damcıştır Allah bir öre bayıl kazın oynap be Allah'ım, Allah'ım Andızında demir kıldar damcıştır Allah bir öre bayıl kazın oynap be
Group Alash, who will be in session for us next week at our new time and day, Saturday at 4pm. I'm Catherine Tickell, and that's it from me here in the Music Planet studio tonight. Right now on BBC Radio 3 is time for the Music Planet World Mix, an uninterrupted mix of music from all over the world, curated by the Music Planet team. It's available on the BBC Sounds app to listen to whenever you want. And tonight's mix starts with an Albanian lullaby.
Nani, nani. was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The tree blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little bo peep has lost the sheep last night. Dreamed last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Talk.